Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, folks. Dr. Bill, Shiloh Ben-David here. Good to be back after a brief hiatus. I'm a little rusty there, as you can tell. Made a bit of a boo-boo. But that's okay. We're not about perfection on this show. We're about being real and authentic, something I think there's much too little of in the world today. And that brings me to our guest host today, the authenticity part, that is. We want to talk about the important role that social media and PR can and should have for humanity in the coming universal age. There's so much impression management that goes on out there. So many things are staged and made to look different from what they are. That's not what I'm about. That's not what this podcast is about. So in that vein, we have a very special guest today. Maya Kashaba is a social media and PR expert and the founder of Do Good PR. Welcome to the Universe of Nations, Maya.
Hi, Dr. Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So what role do you see for social media and public relations when the New World Government, which I call the Universe of Nations, is established?
Well, I think it will have a critically important role because the Universe of Nations will be the focal point for how information gets channeled throughout the whole world. It will be important to avoid the negative and take on a positive role in the future for the Universe of Nations.
So you see the one role for the Universe of Nations among many would be to sort of be a clearinghouse for information for the world, almost like an educative media source for the world, something along those lines?
Yes. On the positive side, I see PR as truthful and using that truth to help others and put a positive message out there, because on the negative side, what we're going through now, and the world can see this when they turn on their television, we're seeing politicians cover up the truth. PR and social media professionals, you know, they're taught in school and at a very young age to spin the truth, and that's the way that you please a client or handle a matter, and that's not the truth, and it's not the right thing to do. On the social media side, social media is used to give a false impression of oneself and in order to obtain pseudo-validation, and that pseudo-validation actually leads to social media addiction.
And that's a growing problem these days. Media is very powerful. You know, one thing that came to my mind, you're maybe too young to remember, but Radio Free Europe played a big role, especially during the Cold War, for example. So it can obviously play a huge role, either for good or evil. I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but what made you decide to doing good PR instead of the typical manipulative impression management and impression manipulation kind of PR that we see so much of? Did you have some kind of personal awakening, or what made you decide you wanted to use it for good?
Well, working in the PR industry for a very long time, I was able to see the malpractices that were happening inside, and it never sat right with me, and I didn't feel good about it. But additionally, this was during the time where PR and social media, you know, the paradigm was shifting, and you were seeing social media almost take the place of PR, when I'm talking about traditional PR versus a more social PR. And I realized that I had an addiction to social media. I was on social media, you know, to make myself feel significant, comparing my life to others. I was basically living an untruthful life. And that's when I came to the conclusion that social media and PR should be used for good. It's important to be truthful and honest. And like I said, PR professionals, they'll take a lie and make it sound like the truth. And I don't like that, and that's what made me want to start my own company, where I help people and companies that are trying to do good in the world, I give them a voice, because social media and PR is very, very expensive. And I think that it's not fair when people are trying to do good in the world. We should use our talents to help others. So that's why I started my own PR company called Do Good PR, because I wanted to do good in the world and I wanted to use my talents to help other people.
And I hope this doesn't sound too cynical, but do you think it's possible to have truthful PR and still turn a profit? I mean, the Universe of Nations is not going to be a profit-making organization, obviously, but regarding organizations that are for profit, do you think they can have honest PR and tell people the truth, still sell what they're trying to sell or do what they're trying to do in terms of products and services? Do you think people really even want the truth, or do they want fake images and ideas about people and things?
Well, to your first question, do I believe that people, you know, and companies would want to tell the truth and to do that? I do, and I think that the audience is here for it. I think that with technology and how technology has evolved, the consumers are taking and they're figuring out the lies on their own. And I believe as a consumer, they would appreciate if the company was more honest with them. And that's why you're seeing a lot of companies like Uber, Airbnb, and you have this peer-to-peer sharing, because people trust their friends or their peer more than they trust a company. So the company actually needs to do the right thing and to tell the truth and to do the right thing. And actually, I believe when they do that, their profits will increase, because I can respect a company who's going to tell me the truth, and I can stand by that company, and they will have my loyalty as a customer if I feel like they're being truthful with me. And from the consumer side, understanding, you know, there's going to be negatives with the company as well, but does the positive outweigh the negative?
You know, that's really interesting, because when I was much younger, I used to work in retail. And what I discovered was is that if I was honest with the customers, that in the short run, I wouldn't necessarily make as many sales, but they would come back and I would retain them as a long-term customer. And in the long run, I would end up making more sales than the other salespeople. And I'm sort of gleaning or feeling like that's the same principle involved there, that we might bristle at the truth in the short run, but maybe deep inside as people, we really would prefer the truth. I guess it was Ben Franklin who said honesty is the best policy. So while social media is undoubtedly going to play an even bigger role in the future than it does now, we only have a couple minutes left, Maya, but do you see what changes, if any, do you see coming for social media, either in the near term or the long term?
Well, in the near term, I think we're experiencing a lot of addiction to social media and addiction to technology. And actually, in Korea right now, there's already public service announcements that are against this, because Korea is a little bit more forward in the way that they use they're more technologically advanced than we are, and they're already experiencing these issues, and we are now starting to experience them. So I think what we're going to see for social media is we're going to start seeing some kind of public service announcement and some technology warning signs. On your new iPhone update, you already have a report that the iOS system gives you that tells you how much productivity you spent, how much social media usage you spent. I think there's going to be a way to monitor this stuff, that way you can get in front of it. But it really starts with ourselves and being honest with ourselves. And why are we on social media? What are we using it for? And having that conversation with yourself is very important, because it doesn't matter. And in the social media world, they always say, you're just as good as your last post. That's not true. You are good the way that you are. You shouldn't have to morph or change yourself just to fit any kind of norm. And check in with yourself, be honest with yourself, and ask yourself why you're posting this. Is it to get likes? Is it to get validation? Or is it just something you want to share? And I think that starts with you. So I encourage anyone using social media to use it in a healthy way. And also, try to cut back using it when you're actually hanging out with people in real life, because I find it very frustrating whenever I'm out to dinner with somebody and they are always on their phones. There's no real connection there. So I encourage you to put your phone down and actually experience something real.
Well, thanks, Maya. It's been great having you on the show today. I also want to thank all the listeners who've been very supportive of the Universe of Nations podcast. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next time, folks. Take care.
Thank you, Dr. D.